You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Tom. I am the tallest building on this earth.
Tom Roberts sees himself as the Burj Khalifa Tower in Dubai. He sees everyone around him as trains and buildings, and his artwork often reflects the same larger-than-life theme.
By the way, I am a country express service, the very fast train.
He's one of many artists living with disability making waves in the Australian art scene, but they're heavily underrepresented. Almost 20% of Australia's population have some form of disability, yet only 9% of the country's artists have a disability.
Emily Crawford, Cinderella. Emily Crawford, Cinderella. I'm the artist of Studio A.
In Emily Crockford's world, life is a kaleidoscope of vivid colour.
Yeah, I love pink and I love green and pink and orange.
Pink is not just pink, it's fuchsia. Red is never crimson, it's fire engine red.
I just love painting and colourful and pattern, and I like flowers. I did the wildflowers.
Now these artists and many more can benefit from a new national online directory called Choose Art. It's been designed by and for those living with disability, aimed to connect amateurs to professionals with more opportunities in the arts. Dancer, actor and jack-of-all-trades Caroline Bowditch has been a driving force behind its development.
Trying to find accessible arts opportunities is often like finding a needle in a haystack. So for people living with disability, often to find artistic opportunities requires lots of making lots of phone calls, chance meetings. It can be really difficult to navigate the system and where the opportunities are. So we really wanted to bring about a one-stop shop, as it were, to make lives easier for people.
Last year, Ms. Bowditch left the bright lights of the United Kingdom for a post at Arts Access Victoria. Now she hopes Choose Art will encourage more people to add arts participation to their NDIS plan.
There are lots of disabled people who choose art as their lifeline. It's the thing that is absolutely crucial in their life, and often it's the thing that isn't considered when thinking about essential elements in people's lives. And we know that art is essential.
The initiative has been welcomed by the National Disability Insurance Agency's Jamie Lowe.
There are now over 300,000 participants in the NDIS scheme, and we know will grow to over 500,000. So there are many more people that will be joining the scheme, and we'd love to see existing participants and new participants including arts as possible goals in their plan.
Artists Emily Crockford and Tom Roberts are represented by Studio A in Sydney, a social enterprise that supports professional artists with intellectual disability. The studio's artistic director, Gabrielle Mordy, says there can often be a misconception about the work artists with disability produce.
For many of our artists, art is absolutely everything. It is their place of joy in the world, it is their language in the world, it is the way that they translate their experience in the world. And it also is a job. So there seems to be a really limiting perception about the kind of art that this community can engage in, that it can only be therapeutic, when in fact these are skilled, talented artists.
Tom Roberts and Emily Crockford are both currently showing in Central Sydney.
It feels amazing. I'm famous, but my parents are very proud.
With more and more initiatives aiming to provide new avenues for these artists, they hope to inspire others to pick up a brush. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.